Are you interested in improving your health and fitness? I know you are. So I made a podcast all about transforming your life with a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercise. Head to supremeholisticfitness.com to find out more. Trust me, it's life-changing. What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Supreme Holistic Fitness Podcast. And today I want to talk about a topic that deals with how do you adjust when things drastically change. Now, we know in some places in different parts of the world, things have returned or resumed to a normal status. So that means gyms would have opened up the way people used to exercise in the past. It has returned to a norm. So for example, if you work out with a group exercise class at your gym or outdoors, you have started back or you have resumed. But in some places, things have not returned to normal. And even where things have returned to normal, some people, they may be a bit cautious as to whether or not they're still going to contract the virus, whether or not they may have gotten the vaccine. So I just want to talk to you all a little bit about how do you adjust because of change, more specifically as it relates to the coronavirus. So we know there are concerns, there are social distancing still going on. Some gyms may still be closed, and you may be confined to home. You may be living in an area where there's a curfew. And when all these things happen, you may be tempted just to, you know, sit on a couch, binge watch your favorite series on Netflix, or maybe even just read a novel you've been wanting to read for the longest while. If you need a reason to still be active, then let me give you one. So regular exercise is very important for supporting healthy immune function, which is what we need. And exercise prevents, you know, weight gain. It helps to boost your mood and it keeps you healthy, right? So that means you're not going to be visiting the hospital or emergency room anytime soon, especially during these challenging times. So if this whole pandemic may have caused you to do things differently, I just want you to reframe your mind, your mindset. So why did you get started? Why did you get started with exercise? Was it to improve your overall health? Maybe it was to improve your cardio or your general fitness level. Maybe you wanted to lose overall body fat and tone up. So think about these reasons. And a gym or exercising outdoors with a group or with someone shouldn't define whether or not you accomplish these goals. And now more than ever is the perfect time to take control of your health by building daily exercise into your schedule. So even if all you had was 30 minutes, or you may even have just 10 minutes, once you're able to do something at least three times a week, the consistency always helps you to figure things out where you can actually do more. So here's what you can do. You can make it a family affair. So don't forget about your kids. Don't forget about your spouse. So exercise isn't just important for, let's say, for your kids, for their physical and mental health. It also improves their focus, especially as it relates to their schoolwork. A lot of them, you know, they're on Zoom sessions. And this could also help to improve their academic performance. Plus, you can make it fun. Make it a family affair. Let the whole family join in. And let everybody do something or do something that they enjoy. It makes it fun and it helps to keep you accountable. So, for example, you may not want to exercise a particular day when you know you should, and somebody within your family tells you, we're still going to exercise. So there's that accountability to keep you on your toes. So today, if you had nothing, here's a simple workout you can do. You can set a timer for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. You do 20 jumping jacks, 10 squats, 10 push-ups. Now with the push-ups, you can do a regular push-up. You can do those push-ups on your knees. You can do it on a wall. But just once you're able to keep your form with the full 10, you can do reverse lunges and you could do 10 crunches. And that's an overall total body workout. You can actually do those exercises by setting a timer, 10 to 15 minutes, and you just repeat those exercises with the amount of reps. So reps being, you know, 10 squats, and you rest when you need to rest. So you do 5 exercises and you don't even need any equipment. So there's a big deal with having no exercise equipment, so you can't do anything. That's a total body weight workout, and you can do that 3 times for the week. See, no equipment, and it's a body weight workout. If you have equipment, you can add dumbbells. So with the squats, you can use your dumbbells. With the reverse lunges, you can use dumbbells. If you have a bench at home, you can do a bench press versus the push-ups. So you can vary it. Even if all you had was a mat, towel, skipping rope, you can substitute the mat if you don't have any exercise mat for a towel. Skipping rope, if you don't have a skipping rope, you can mimic the exercise. And there's so much you can do. So my question is, what can you do at home? If you don't want to vent here outside, if you're still concerned, you still need to do something. You can't just give up and proclaim it's all doom and gloom. So what I want to hammer home is that it must be a mindset shift. So if you don't have the gym, that's okay. But remember, there's a goal that you hope to achieve. You want to achieve fat loss, you want to improve your cardio, improve your immune system, the way it works. Now, more than ever, it's very important. So it's about the goal you want to achieve and not necessarily the means to get there, because the means to get there can change. There's online streaming services. So the internet, mobile app stores, they're all loaded with free as well as low-cost home workouts you can do. And it's for all fitness levels with a wide variety of workout preferences, whether you have equipment or not, right? And that's the beauty of it. There's no barrier to doing these exercises. All you need to do is create a comfortable workout space in your home and set a time that you can stick to consistently. Yes, there's a spontaneous workout time, but studies, research has shown that when you have a certain time or a set time that you go and exercise, you're more likely to be consistent. You can also get a coach who can design a program based on what you want to achieve. There's accountability, structure, variety, and challenge. It takes all of the guesswork of what to do, what's the next step. So once you get to exercise coach, that coach is able to design a program. They're able to do what is called check-ins, where you can send them your numbers, adjustments can be made, versus wanting to give up because they're not seeing the results that you want to see. So a coach is able to actually speed up your results versus if you try to do it on your own. So those are some things you can do when you're concerned about going back out, when you prefer to work out from home, when you still want to do the social distancing. I just want you to know a gym should not define you. Read over your goals. What did you hope to accomplish? Maybe at the start of the year, or maybe it's a New Year's goal that you never seem to accomplish and you keep revisiting the same goal without having accomplished it. Right? So read over your goals. If it's to be healthy, if it's to exercise consistently, if it's to lose that body fat, you want to tone up, tone your arms, you want to tone up your legs, and you just want to feel better about yourself, then once you know the why, you can always figure out the how, right? So hopefully these tips would have helped you in terms of what do you do to stay fit when gyms are closed, or even if they're open and you don't want to go outside. So until next time, talk to you soon. And three quick things before we wrap up. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a review and share this episode. And if you'd like to join an online growing fitness community, you can become a part of my Facebook group and follow me on Instagram. Lastly, subscribe to my blog and get a free copy of my ebook, 7 Simple Steps to Absolutely Crush Your Fitness Goals.